Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 6:34. Brock Hunter.
Yes.
Yeah. Is. What? Is that a ghost?
Yes.
It's getting spooky. All right.
One of my neighbors already got the old Halloween decorations out.
You know what? Burn their house down. October 1st is when you should put up decorations.
What is it? September 21st today?
You know what?
I was thinking about that. I was like, all right. I was thinking about getting mad, but I'm not sure. Because here's what sucks about it is because I like Halloween so much. I was like, man, I wish it was more than a month. You know, like Christmas, like people start putting up Christmas stuff way before the month.
It's very simple. October 1st, Halloween. November 1st, take down Halloween, decorate for Thanksgiving. After Thanksgiving, you can tear it down and then start. Christmas is the only one you can start November right after Thanksgiving. That's fine.
I was going to say, when's Thanksgiving? It's mid-November, isn't it?
It's the, so Thanksgiving this year is on the 29th. Or is it the 29th? Or is it the 22nd? Ooh. Oh. I'm trying to think
Yeah, type it in. So if it's the 29th, it's fair. If it's the 22nd, why does Christmas get a whole extra, another week?
Wait, the 26th? Am I looking at the wrong month? Oh, I was looking at the wrong month. Hold on.
Moron.
Sorry.
Moron.
It's the 26th. So on the 27th, you can start decorating for Christmas in November. But before then, you're a jerk. You're a real jerk.
A jerk.
Yeah.
You gonna go knock on somebody's door?
Hey!
Hey!
You jerk.
What? Do you need something? No! You're a jerk.
You're a jerk.
So there you go. You're a jerk you put up our Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas decorations early.
It's simple. Simple math. Simple math. I digress. I'm not going to bitch about that anymore because I got to get to it. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Exciting news. Maybe. I don't want to get my hopes up too much, but last week, what appeared to be new photos of AC/DC were posted and then removed from their website. They show Angus Young, Brian Johnson, Phil Rudd, Cliff Williams, and Stevie Young in performance mode, which could be stills from a video shoot. All right. Now, this is the same lineup from their last album, 2014's Rock or Bust. But video shot for the two singles off that album did not include Rudd, who was arrested on numerous charges just before the release and booted from the band. But Rudd's back. He's clean. He's got his stuff together. Cliff came out of retirement. You got Brian back. You got Angus. And obviously we lost Malcolm. So Stevie Young is filling in. But the photos have led to speculation that they're getting ready to release the album they started working on 2 years ago, built around riffs left behind by their late rhythm guitarist and founding member Malcolm Young, who died in 2017. Those sessions included Rudd as well as Johnson, who had hearing issues and was replaced towards the end of the tour by Axl Rose, and Williams, who retired after the tour but has been reportedly back in it after he changed his mind. The band was rumored to announce a tour prior to the pandemic. So there's some rumblings. Maybe we're going to see a new album. Maybe we're going to see a tour after all this craziness is over. I would love it. I will always take new AC/DC, and this makes me very excited.
Is this a marketing thing? Did they, like, leak a photo on purpose?
Well, I'm sure they did. Photos get posted and taken back down. They're playing the game. Even though they've been around since the 70s, they're playing the game. So, and it gets people talking. It's got us talking.
Doing.
Yeah. So,
do you have the photo there? Did you see the photo?
They didn't have it linked up for it, but I'll probably look it up later when I'm alone in my bedroom. What?
You got lotion next to you. That's weird.
It's weird. I'm looking up AC/DC.
All right, you weirdo. Is that it? Is that all you got?
Maybe. I don't know.
What are you doing over there? Come on. Let's get to your rock history.
All right, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1947, Don Felder of the Eagles was born in Topanga, California. Obviously, one of the founding members and lead guitarist for the Eagles. He's, you know, a songwriter, you know, music, all that good stuff, but definitely a pivotal player for the Eagles.
Yep. Topanga, California.
Yep.
Topanga was hot. Boy Meets World. Remember that?
She was. He was hot. Just and I'm sure Topanga, California is probably hot too. You know,
pretty hot.
It's in California. So there you go. All right. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.